A yellow-bellied buttercup's guide to camping in spicy or moody weather. Nature is your friend. We are all born from it, and we all need it. And it is beautiful, and especially when it's angry. We do have to be careful, though. Even on sunny days, as the weather can change pretty quickly. Be sure to stay away from flash flood areas and trees that can fall in the wind. Do not take this advice lightly. You do not want your tent to wash away or get seriously wet while you are in it. Always have a safe backup location picked out where you can quickly drag your tent to in severe weather. Sometimes the weather can become a little bit crazy, even on a sunny vacation or a well-kept camping area. So always know where to drag your tent to. A nice safe location will take away all your worries. No problemo. You should store items in sealable plastic bags, as they weigh nothing and help you sort things and keep everything dry. Bring a large trash bag to cover up your firewood. This way, you won't have trouble starting a hot fire where you can dry your other wood out. Bring a gnarly and dangerously sharp handsaw, if you don't mind the weight. You can get one in a proper hardware store. You never regret dragging the thing along, and it never ceases to surprise you how quickly it can cut through fallen logs. Display it proudly, as it will make everyone jealous. There are a few other considerations that you may wish to ponder to make your stay in the woods, at the very least, more interesting. And you didn't hear this particular item from me. But if you are as cultured as a proper buttercup ought to be, you can bring a second, much cheaper tent for purposes that would make you not want to bring it back with you. And while you should have a bunch of earplugs with you for sleeping at night in case it does get crazy, and of course a few handy-dandy backup audiobook players so that you are never lonesome, if you get a bone conduction speaker, you can wear earplugs while listening to your narrated books. Here, no storm will bother you. If you get a lightweight clothesline and a plastic drop cloth that painters use, you can extend a loud and annoying roof over your tent. Bring some duct tape as well. Duct tape can actually also be used to temporarily repair damage to your skin, protecting blisters and the like. It really sticks, though, so be careful with it. A thickish plastic poncho, as in not the cheapest kind, that isn't all that heavy, may help you quite a bit to keep dry. You should have a rainproof backpack cover as well. But if you don't mind the crazy weight, or you have your car nearby maybe, and it is not too hot, consider buying a goofy and somewhat pricey vinyl rain suit. It is something else to be walking about in the rain and keeping completely dry like some highly cultured, sophisticated person. And if you set up your drop cloth properly, then you won't even drag a single drop of rain into your tent. Though you know, at the same time, rain usually goes as fast as it comes, and sunshine will return all too soon to justify carrying all kinds of heavy things around. Finally, your choice of narrated books should include a full range of adventure stories. Listening to Krakauer's frightening tales, or Slocum's memoir about sailing alone around the world, or Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, or Ishmael's story in Moby Dick, often demands spicy weather, and I dare say, a few bellowing thunders as well.